subway train. Time is 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. The train is near full, with passengers occupying every seat, and with standing room being very limited. There are 20 people in the cabin, near maximum capacity. As a young woman in her mid-20s manages to slip in before the doors close, the woman grabs a hold of the handrail just as the train doors close. But as the train lurches forward, she falls sideways against a man who was standing next to her. The woman grabs a hold of the handrail just as the train doors close. But as the train lurches forward, she falls sideways against a man who was standing next to her. "Oh, I'm so sorry." As she turns towards him in a flustered state, he helps to steady her by putting an arm out. She grabs his arm and reaches for the handrail again. "Thank you." Their eyes meet, and there is a moment of hesitation as they slowly recognize each other. "Hey, aren't you Ren?" Ren gives her a warm half smile, the right side of his cheek raising slightly. He leans closer to her, speaking over the sound of the train and chatter in the cabin. "It's been a while, Annalie. I didn't recognize you at first." She smiles back and realizes how close they are, noticing a hint of his cologne. She leans in to respond. "Yeah, I think the last time we saw each other was in high school. How have you been? Are you still with... What was her name again? Holly?" "We broke up before college began. She wanted to meet other people." "Oh, that sucks. Sorry. She wasn't that great anyway, from what I remember. I think her nickname was Hurricane Holly, from blowing half the school." "Oh, I'm sorry if that was insensitive." He chuckled. "It's okay. I figured it was something like that. She was a people pleaser." "Well, she didn't seem like a good fit for you anyway. You always seemed more of the calm, reliable type. And she was... electric." She looked at his face closely, since he was so near, noticing his short stubble and tracing his jawline with her eyes. He didn't seem to notice. He was gazing out of the cabin at the passing lights of the tunnel, lost in thoughts of the past. "I don't know about that. It's been a while. Maybe I've changed." "You seem more mature. I remember one time you got into a fight and pretty much got expelled from school. You're lucky that the principal likes your dad. I wish I could have listened to that conversation. She pretty much would have bent over backwards for him." He turned his gaze back to her and cracked another smile. There was a look of amusement in his eyes, which was darkened in the tunnel. He shouldn't have made fun of you.
I mean, he wasn't wrong, technically. My chest was small, and I was a little heavier back then, and I had braces. High school was not a good time for me. Don't feel bad for me, though. I wasn't trying to throw a pity party or anything like that. I was just saying that I think I look different now.
You have always looked fine, the way you were.
She smiled at the compliment. As she was about to respond, the train came out of the tunnel and arrived at the stop.
Oh, we're here. Hey, Ren. Are you busy later today?
I want to make up for the lost time. Here's my number. Call me later, okay?
Don't forget.
The bar is crowded on a Friday night. The man and woman are at the bar table, sitting next to each other with seats filled on either side of them. The lights are dim and there is modern pop radio music playing overhead.
I've never been here before. It seems really busy here. I'm surprised that you chose a bar. Are you planning to take advantage of me later, after I'm drunk?
Annalie asked coyly. Ren broke a slight smile as he idly watched the bartender attend to the patrons. You always have a way of making things interesting, Annalie. I'm glad you haven't changed.
I was only teasing.
She brushed a lock of her smooth golden brown hair out of her eyes, glancing at him. She eyed his dark wool coat, wondering to herself how warm it would be against him. She quickly dismissed the thought.
Plus, I don't think you'd be interested in me anyway.
She mumbled to herself mainly, hoping he didn't hear her. He didn't seem to respond if he did. They continued talking and reminiscing of moments of the past, recalling old stories, which were mainly about Annalie and the strange crowd she hung out with. He worked on his whiskey at a steady and practiced pace as he listened to her. She sipped on her fourth fruity cocktail, telling Ren about her experience after high school and how lost she felt during college.
A lot has changed since the last time we talked. You know, I thought about leaving the city, but there's a certain charm about it that stopped me. I wanted to try something different, but I guess I like the pace here. It's almost like it's always moving, and it doesn't care if you're standing still or not. Like, even if you don't know what you're doing, it still pushes you forward.
Growing up, it seemed so easy. All you had to do was following what your heart wanted to do and your desires. But now, it doesn't feel like that's enough. Who knew life would be so complicated and convoluted? I thought I knew what I wanted, to start my own art business, show the world what I can do, and then settle down with a big family after donning my Escalade. I mean, being a secretary for Henry Shaw isn't terrible work, but it's just not where I thought I would be. Sorry for the long ramble. You probably aren't very interested in my complaining anyway. She laughed, feeling awkward at herself. There are certain things out of our control. It seems unclear sometimes what tomorrow brings. Look for the things in life that are beautiful to remind ourselves where we are now. He looked over at her, their eyes meeting for a moment. They shared that second together, the music at an odd dissonance as the crowded bar scene faded into the background. A small calm in the hectic life. He broke contact first, after what seemed like an eternity, looking down at his watch. It's getting pretty late. We should head out. She looked at her drink, realizing then that she had finished it a while back. Oh, can you take me home? A short while later, they arrive at her apartment, walking together as she held on to him for support. After stumbling into her apartment, they managed to make it through to her living room. The place was moderately sized, with the kitchen connected directly to the living den, with an island separating the rooms. It was dark still, the only light coming from the entryway. Annalie turned around and circled her arms around Ren's neck, pulling herself into a kiss. He hesitated, breaking away without returning it, his eyes stoic along with his expression. I should go. Don't leave. I want you to stay, please. He looked into her pleading hazel eyes as her hands cradled his face, feeling his skin under her touch. It felt warm against her cold hands and the cold room. She leaned in on her toes, and he closed his eyes, feeling their lips meet again. He cupped the small of her back, slowly taking a few steps towards the bedroom a few feet away. She breathed out in short gasps as they fell onto the bed together. He kissed her gently, a slight hesitation as he broke away again, looking down at her. His hands brushed her hips and he leaned down towards her neck, his breath warming her skin. He kissed her neck, leaving small wet imprints as he left sucking kisses on her. His double brushed lightly against her as his mouth pressed against her throat, pushing her chin up. She squeezed his arms, enjoying the feeling of his lips on her throat. Then
feels good, she whispered. His hands slid up from her hips and ran up her stomach, caressing underneath her breasts. He moved both of his hands up and squeezed her breasts through her dress, firmly feeling their shape through the clothing. She cooed into his ear, enjoying the feeling of him touching her. He kissed lower, his face between her breasts, as he continued to move lower, his hands kneading her breasts still. He pulled her short dress up above her thighs, sliding them up to expose her stomach. He leaned forward and ran his warm tongue against her navel, causing her to arch her back into him slightly. She moaned softly, her thighs squeezed together as she felt herself getting hotter. He kissed up her stomach towards her chest, pulling her dress up as he went. He kissed to her breasts and placed his mouth around her nipple through her thin, black, lacy bra. He sucked in the fabric, wetting the area as he teased her nipple. His left hand slid to her thigh, feeling the touch of her soft, smooth skin. He pulled her bra up, exposing her breasts to the cold air. He closed his mouth around her nipple, sucking on her. His tongue rolled around her nipple in circles, teasing the tip with each flick. My nipples are sensitive. She moaned as he continued, feeling her heart pound. He gently bit her nipple in response, running his teeth carefully on her as his tongue continued to tease the tip. His hand slid down between her thighs, spreading her legs slightly as he ran his rough finger across the front of her panties. Don't stop, Ren. She gasped as his fingers started to rub her hot pussy through the fabric. He started to move his head down lower, leaving a trail of wet kisses down her body as his face settled between her thighs. She spread her legs slightly with her hands on his head. Her flushed face watched him. She was breathing heavily now, feeling him close to her womanhood. He looked up at her as he kissed her inner thighs, his lips hot and moist against her. He pulled her panties to the side as he leaned forward and ran his warm, wet tongue across her lips. She moaned loudly, pulling on his hair as she felt her pussy throbbing on his mouth. He ran his tongue between her lips, spreading them slightly, tasting her wetness. His tongue circled her clit, teasing with only the tip of his tongue. His mouth circled around her clit,
as he sucked gently on it, pulling it into his warm mouth. She started moaning louder, pushing her hips into him, feeling him send waves of pleasure from her pussy to each part of her body. He sucked harder and ran his tongue against her clit faster, teasing his finger against her opening.
Oh, fuck, that feels so good.
She moaned desperately as she felt his finger push into her horny pussy. Her clit was being stimulated aggressively as he pushed his finger deep into her. He continued to push his finger in and out of her, feeling her pussy squeeze around him, the rigid walls trying to keep his finger in her.
I'm going to come if you keep doing that.
She squeezed her thighs around him as he moved his hand faster, causing her pussy to squeeze tighter as he brought her to orgasm. He pulled his mouth away from her clit, hooking his index finger into her and using his thumb to rub her clit instead. She moaned loudly as she started to come, feeling his fingers relentlessly pounding her pussy as her clit was stimulated. He pulled his hand away from her as she came, his tongue licking from the bottom of her wet pussy to the top of her slit. She breathed heavily from coming on him, squeezing the bedsheets beside her. He tasted her wet juices as he pushed his tongue into her. He used his arms to wrap around her thighs, squeezing her in a firm grip as he slid his tongue in and out of her quivering lips.
Your tongue feels amazing,
she moaned as his tongue stiffened, pushing in and out of her. Her walls squeezed at his tongue as her pussy got wetter and hotter. He pushed his tongue deep into her, pushing in and out of her in long strokes. He squeezed her thighs again as he went faster, changing the rhythm again. His breath came out as hot waves against her wet lips, warming her throughout her already hot body. She cooed and ran her fingers through his hair, her pussy being assaulted with his tongue, spreading her entrance. She could feel her wetness flooding out of her as his tongue urged her to come again each time it pushed in. Her heart pounded faster as she felt the pleasure building and emanating from deep within her pelvis. His hands found their way up to her breasts, pinching her sensitive nipples while squeezing her breast at the same time. The double stimulation quickly brought her to the edge.
I'm going to come again,
she managed to gasp out as she started to shake her hips erotically, getting closer to her second orgasm. His tongue made wet, lewd noises as he penetrated her wet lips again and again. She felt her body give away as she came on his face for a second time, feeling the pulses of her orgasm spread through her body as his tongue slowed and matched the rhythm of her throbbing. His hands rhythmically squeezed her nipples in time with his slow thrust. As she lay there, eyes closed from the post-orgasm bliss, she heard him stand up. She opened her eyes and looked up at him. "Are you going to finally take advantage of me now?" He stepped away from her, turning towards the door. I'm sorry. I have to go." Her heart dropped as he left, leaving her alone, bare, and wanting on the bed.